This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALIE. Oh, my gosh. I've got to tell you guys something. Again, it's part of the I'm a Bad Mama series that I have. I really need to be a better mom. But remember I was complaining about, you know, going to my kids' lacrosse games. And I love watching my kids play lacrosse. I love watching kids play lacrosse. But, you know, our teams, both of the kids' teams, has kind of stuck this year. And, you know, it's tiring when you have both kids having games same night and multiple games throughout the week. Well, my older boy, he plays defense for Bishop Gorman Lacrosse. And, you know, the team's been struggling this year. And, you know, he usually plays defense. And I watch and I root and I scream and stuff. But, you know, my phone's going off and my emails are going off. And I'm tired. So I'm sitting there and we're getting our butts kicked throughout the game. And I'm kind of sitting now on the defense side because it's fourth quarter. And over there on the offense side, it looked like our guys made a goal. And I noticed the parents start to scream a lot more than they've ever screamed. And I'm like, you wonder what? That looks like it was a good goal from where I could see. I mean, I'm all the way back here. And I'm like, yeah, that was a good job. And I start kind of yelling too. And I look over to see my son in the defensive part of the court, you know, to see, you know, if he's also celebrating, because that was a really good goal. He's not there. He's not even nowhere near, and he plays defense, lacrosse. So he's nowhere near the defensive part of the field. So I look for him, and I see him near the crease of the goal, where the goal was made on the offensive side, right? On the other team side, running around without a stick, running around the field. I'm like, well, good, good. You know, he's, celebrating and enjoying the revelries and good, he's there. And then I'm like, wait a second. Wasn't he the one standing in front of the goal when the goal was made? I'm like, what the hell is he doing on the wrong side of the field? And second, did my baby just make a goal? Well, by the time I figured it out, my son was already in the penalty box. I guess not the penalty box. He was already kicked off because apparently you're not supposed to throw your, lacrosse stick. But he made that goal. So my baby plays offense for the very first time and actually makes the goal. Apparently the coach. And I, look, I'm allowed to sit here and brag about my kid. It's my show. I can do this. Apparently the coach, you know, told my son, go out there. Just here, take my stick. You got to, you know, you got to do something for the team. You got to get us a goal. And now, mind you, we already had like a couple goals. We were really, really, you know, behind in this game. And so he throws my son, defense, into the offense. The other offensive member just kind of looking at him like, you know, what are you doing here? And he's like, look, just go with it. Coach wants me here. And apparently he made a goal. Now, I think the move was brilliant by the coach, right? Because, you know, people are smart. They learn how offensive players play. They already figured out these kids. So throw in a monkey wrench. Just throw in something that they aren't expecting. And my son is built like a brick poop house. I mean, he is a big guy. So they throw him in there. What game was that? Where one of the linemen looks like he, you know, made it almost looked like a granny pass, but it wasn't. Granny throw where he actually makes a touchdown. And I mean, they used the linemen to receive the ball. It was a phenomenal move because nobody was expecting it. Nobody was going to cover him. And so I was just really, really proud that my baby got a goal. And, you know, I told my son, I go, you know, it's not that you made a goal that is so cool about this. It's that you had a coach that said he needed you to, you know, help fix this game, help, you know, win this game. And to have the coach put that much, you know, put that, again, because we're not the most athletic in my family, okay? We're just not. I mean, you know, my grandpa got beat up, you know, pretty badly in football. My dad was a soccer player. Who knows? Maybe got CTE. I don't know what happened to him. And then you guys saw me in ballet, right? Have you guys ever seen me, you know, my ballet recital from the 1970s? Don't. I hope there is absolutely no footage of that out there. So we're not the most athletically inclined. So I thought that was pretty cool. And he said, to see my baby. I'm so happy. All right. So we got a lot to talk about. We got Uber, right, unveiling that they are going to have demo flying cars by the year 2020. We're talking in 3 years, there are going to be Uber flying cars. Are you kidding me? All right, next. Apparently, scientists figured out why our brain has two halves as opposed to four quadrants, as opposed to eight, you know, octagonal-type cortices. I don't know, cortices. So our brain has two halves, and there's a reason for it. For people who drink heavy drinkers may not actually handle the alcohol as well as they think. You know, they think they develop a tolerance, but that may actually not be happening. Chili pepper and marijuana can actually help fix an ailing stomach. We're going to talk about a chemical that's produced, similar to what gets produced in marijuana, and it may actually help deal with stomach issues. Now, we have been looking at marijuana very closely, and, you know, of huge concern was, and of huge controversy was the Utah man, Riley Hansey, who had smoked marijuana the day before he became ill, ended up having double pneumonia, scarring up the lung tissue such that he needed a double lung transplant. And we did a little bit of research of, you know, what could possibly be in marijuana that might have maybe put him at risk for this double pneumonia in the first place. As you all know, he was the one that was, I believe, at the University of Utah, and they had denied him a double lung transplant because he smoked marijuana. And a big concern of smoking marijuana is that marijuana could hold fungus, mold, contaminants, such that if you are immunosuppressed, hopefully, you know, maintaining that transplant and not rejecting it, then you're going to be more inclined to get one of those infections that marijuana could seed into your lungs. Well, is anybody, you know, researching if marijuana and its contaminants put him in the hospital in the first place? So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dolly Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY. Wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, listeners, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. Well, the latest on Erin Moran, who was Joni Cunningham on Happy Days, was that she died of throat cancer. Apparently, a statement released by her husband, Steve Fleischman, revealed that she had been battling stage 4 throat cancer. And one of you had called in asking about a tumor on your tongue. And another one of you had emailed and messaged us about how Michael Douglas didn't have throat cancer. He had cancer on his tongue. It, from what I understand, it was the base of the tongue. And it would be considered, quote-unquote, throat cancer, and I'll explain it. But this is something that's seeming to be more and more common. I think Sammy Davis Jr. had throat cancer. Michael Crichton Suspectedly had died of throat cancer when he was 66. Bob Denver from Gilligan's Island, we believe, had throat cancer. Carl Perkins. President Ulysses S. Grant, they suspected he had throat cancer, maybe esophageal cancer. One of you asked about Humphrey Bogart. Humphrey Bogart, I believe, had esophageal cancer and not throat cancer. So let's talk about the difference here, because I think there's a lot of confusion. And what's really concerning is how quickly these things get diagnosed. I don't want to say how quickly they get diagnosed, but you can have symptoms for a while, and then once you get the diagnosis, how quickly the poor prognosis consumes you. So what Aaron Moran's husband, Steve Fleischman, revealed was back in 2016, so last year, she woke up and she noticed a small amount of blood sitting on her pillowcase. So she thought she must have bit her tongue when she woke up. So they went to the doctor, they went to the ENT, and the biopsy later revealed that she had squamous cell carcinoma of her left tonsil. The cancer eventually spread. She wasn't able to eat. She wasn't able to drink. She wasn't able to speak. She needed a feeding tube. And from what we understand, she wasn't home. She was at peace. Her husband was holding her hand when she passed away. It was a very peaceful passing, from what we understand. When the coroner looked, evaluated her, they said they had found cancer that had spread to the spleen, spread to the brain. So this is something that went from last year, her noticing a little bit of blood on her pillow, to it killing her in less than a year. So very, very frightening stuff. According to Aaron Moran's co-star Anson Williams, who played Potsy, she was very quiet. She said she kept very quiet. We all kept quiet, too, out of respect for Aaron. She couldn't speak, but her texts were very positive. So, it sounds like she was close to many of the cast members from Happy Days even until the end. So let's quickly review what is throat cancer. All right, so throat, when you look at the throat, it's divided into at least three parts. You got the nasopharynx, the oropharynx, and the hypopharynx. So the nasopharynx is the back of the throat that's kind of above your soft palate up there, and it's behind the nose. So you know when you guys kind of get a sore throat and you feel like you want to scratch behind your nose, that feeling up there, if you could draw a line straight through from where your nose and mustache area is to the back of your neck, that would be the nasopharynx. So it's a part of the throat that occludes the back of the nose. The oropharynx is the more common area that we associate with the pharynx. That's between the soft palate and the epiglottis. So that's the middle part of the throat where you could see the back of the wall, the sides, the tonsils, and the posterior one-third of the back of the tongue. So base of the tongue tumors would be in the quote-unquote oropharynx. And then you have the hypopharynx, which is the lowest part. That's the part of the back of the throat that leads to the esophagus, that leads to the voice box. So when you look at a side view, at a sagittal view of the neck, you can see how far down the throat leads as it's starting to go into the gullet, the esophagus, or the breathing tube, or the trachea, etc. So the hypopharynx would be that area. Now, many people use the term esophageal cancer interchangeably. You'll see a lot of sites talking about stars who died of throat cancer, and it was esophageal cancer. Esophageal cancer is different. Esophageal cancer is cancer of that feeding tube that goes from your throat down to your stomach. You could have the lower third having cancer, the upper third having cancer, but we just call esophageal cancer separately. Laryngeal cancer. Laryngeal cancer is cancer of the voice box. Many times they'll call laryngeal cancer throat cancer as well because of where it is. It's in the neck area of the throat. But laryngeal cancer would be specified separately as laryngeal cancer. It would not be considered hypopharyngeal cancer. Does that all make sense? Okay. So, yeah, I'm teaching you guys something. Yes, I am. Have you noticed that? I am teaching you guys something. Okay. All right. So, now, when we look at what the symptoms of throat cancer are, this is really scary. This is what's frustrating, okay? If your voice changes, if you become hoarse, all right? Well, unfortunately, that's me, okay? That's a big issue. I mean, my voice has been changing. My voice is getting lower. I don't sound as high-pitched. You know, years ago when I started the show, I was like, hi, I'm Dr. Dahlia. You know, I listen to my old shows. You know, I sound like I have... You know, 200 more milligrams per deciliter of estrogen than I do. And now it sounds like I got, you know, testosterone going up the yin-yang. And now it could just be overuse. It could be because I'm getting older, and older people do start to, you know, have changes to their voice box. But if you start to have voice changes, you start to get hoarse, you need to be screened for throat cancer. And I was. I had a scope to make sure. If you have a chronic sore throat, so if you're like, ah, let me take an antibiotic, well, we had that. One of our patients or one of our listeners said that. One of our listeners said he was given, remember, amoxicillin, then he was given amoxicillin clavulanic acid, and then he was given clindamycin, and then he went to the ENT, and he ended up having a tumor. That is, that, you know, a sore throat that doesn't go away or keep coming back, that could be throat cancer. If you have a cough that won't go away. If you have difficulty swallowing. I had a patient who was new, and he said that he kept having post-nasal drip and needed a refill of his sinus medication, the sinus spray, his Flonase. And I'm like, well, that's odd. You can't be on that year-round. You have post-nasal drip all year round. Something's going on. And unfortunately, we found a base of the tongue tumor on him, and he died within a year. So if you have trouble swallowing, that's an issue. If you have this lump in your neck that doesn't go away, it's painless, that could be a concern. That could be a lymph node that is trying to clear the cancer that the cancer might have already infected. If you have neck pain, if you have pain that goes to the ear, if you have weight loss, those are just some of the symptoms of throat cancer. So unfortunately, by the time throat cancer is found, right, the average person that has a sore throat doesn't run to the ear, nose, and throat doctor. The average person that gets hoarse doesn't run to an ear, nose, and throat doctor. They're like, oh, well, maybe it's the dryness of the air. Maybe it's because I smoke. Maybe it's because I... And so people blow it off, and they blow it off, and they blow it off. So what are the risk factors for throat cancer? Well, obviously the top two, or the big ones, are tobacco use, alcohol use, anything that could change the tissue, cause the tissue to be less... less immunocompetent in order to fight disease and fight changes. But a big, big risk factor is this HPV, the human papillomavirus. That's the sexually transmitted disease, the sexually transmitted virus that is causing major, I mean, rising rates of throat cancer, especially the oral pharyngeal type. So HPV is getting into the back of the throat, and unfortunately, it's starting to cause cancer. Very interesting, Epstein-Barr virus has been related to nasopharyngeal cancer. So any of us that have had mono or suffer from chronic fatigue that have Epstein-Barr virus could be at risk for nasopharyngeal cancer. It's rare, but we could be. If you have chronic heartburn, chronic gastroesophageal reflux disease, chronic heartburn could also affect the throat, which is why whenever somebody starts to get hoarse and we, you know, clear that they're not having a throat tumor, we'll start them on a PPI or a proton pump inhibitor like Nexium, Prilosec, Prevacid, etc. See if the symptoms go away as we decrease the acid. Because acid, obviously, that's not supposed to be there, can change a lot of the way the cells are and can, you know, change the way your body can handle or fight the cancer. Now get this, a poor diet, right, that lack fruit and vegetables, that could also put you at risk. That is found to be a risk factor. A diet that lacks fruits and vegetables and the vitamins that come with them. So how do we treat throat cancer? Well, by the time it's diagnosed, many times it's a farther stage. But, you know, we will use surgery, chemotherapy, radiation. We have the targeted drug therapy now. So, we'll be aggressive with it. You know, Michael Douglas had originally been told that he had throat cancer back in 2010, but he actually had a tumor at the base of his tongue. Again, we would call it throat cancer. That's fine. But, you know, some of the media gave him a hard time for, quote unquote, you know, lying. He didn't lie. Right? I mean, you know, he had to have his throat addressed, you know, when he had cancer. So we'll keep you posted. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to goberkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Alright guys, we are back on the Dr. Deli Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DELI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So, can marijuana give you pneumonia? Can smoking marijuana give you a nasty bug that could possibly kill you? So, this tragic case of Riley Hansey, 20-year-old, who had smoked marijuana with his friends the day before he fell ill with pneumonia, ended up, I believe within 3 weeks, he was in the intensive care unit in Utah on life support. And this is at the University of Utah Hospital. And he needed a double lung transplant, and the physician refused to give him the transplant because his drug test showed positive for traces of THC, the tetrahydrocannabinol, which is the psychoactive ingredient in cannabis. So it made headlines that he was refused a transplant because he had smoked pot, a very recreational pot, and very rarely. His father said he had been drug-free for at least a year. He had been clean and hadn't, you know, done drugs for at least a year. And so did that mean he, you know, deserved a death sentence by not being able to receive the transplant? So the family fought, found, and kept searching and found a hospital that would, and I believe it was University of Pennsylvania, ended up, the University of Pennsylvania ended up giving him the transplant. And I believe they performed the transplant on March 29th. Unfortunately, he died earlier this week from complications of the transplant, and he didn't make it. And so, obviously, the case had triggered a lot of debate over whether people who have smoked marijuana should be denied transplants. And what was the reasoning? What was the logic behind denying somebody who smoked marijuana the lung transplant? And the ideology behind it is marijuana isn't the cleanest of substances. And when you get a transplant, and I'm just saying this objectively, I'm not picking sides, but when you get a transplant, you need to be immunosuppressed. You need to be on medications that suppress your immune system so low that you won't reject the transplant, because it's not autologous. It's not from your own body. It's from somebody else's body. Even if it's a good match, nothing's ever 100%. So even if you say, oh, yeah, this is a perfect, perfect match. Yeah, it's a perfect match in that, you know, the person's going to live. But it doesn't necessarily mean they don't have to immunosuppress you. All right? So if you have to be immunosuppressed, and your immune system be brought down to the point that your body could hopefully get used to that new organ being in there without rejecting it, because if your body rejects an organ, it's bad, and we need to rip that organ out. It's bad, or you could die. We don't want you then being exposed to something that could then hurt any other organ or that organ. So marijuana has been found to have contaminants in it. Right? Because obviously there's, you know, not a lot of regulation going on with the marijuana. So with that being the case, he was denied. And, of course, the controversy centered around, well, you know, maybe the doctor was anti-pot, maybe the, you know, the controversy surrounds, well, if you have two people waiting for an organ, right, one person who's not going to put something hazardous into their lungs, another person that is, they're going to probably go for the person that, you know, isn't going to put something hazardous into the lungs. But what nobody is talking about with this case is why did a handsome, active, athletic, fun-loving, good kid, only 20 years old, healthy, with supposedly a strong immune system, how did he get a pneumonia that put him in the hospital to the point where he needed a transplant? What kind of a pneumonia did he get? Now, the media is saying, well, it was a rare type of pneumonia. Well, that's odd. You know, it's odd because, you know, the number one cause of pneumonia is streptococcal pneumonia. It's a very common pneumonia. It could still kill him. But that wouldn't be considered a rare pneumonia, community-acquired pneumonia. That could be caused by strep or mycoplasma or, you know, a variety of different pathogens. Again, they wouldn't be considered rare pneumonia. So when we hear rare, and one media outlet suggested that he had a fungal pneumonia, then my first thought is, did it come from the marijuana that he smoked? So where has this data come from that marijuana could be contaminated? Well, if you remember, there was a man in UC Davis who I believe was a cancer patient. And he died from, I believe, a rare fungal infection that they believe that he got from his marijuana. And remember, many cancer patients are immunosuppressed because they're trying to fight the cancer. And they medicines that fight cancer will sometimes hurt some of your regular, you're not immunosuppressed on purpose, it's just it's a side effect of cancer-treating drugs. So this month in April, an investigation of marijuana dispensaries in California found 90% of marijuana samples to have traces of bacteria and or fungus. Now, if you're healthy, these bacteria or fungi shouldn't really hurt you, which is why there's, you know, millions of people that smoke pot and they don't come down with marijuana and they seem to be fine. But if something is just wrong, if it's wrong place at the wrong time on a wrong day, it could do bad stuff. So the state's Bureau of Medical Cannabis Regulation is now working to finalize the rules and regulations regarding the newly legalized marijuana industry. Other states are also following suit to make sure that, you know, there are measures in place to, you know, make sure the marijuana that's being smoked, you know, is as clean as possible. So the investigation occurred because of this man who had died from this rare fungal infection related to his medicinal marijuana. Dr. Joseph Toscano of the University of California Davis Cancer Center had observed in two of his young cancer patients fungal superinfections that occurred after the men used medicinal marijuana because they had nausea from the chemotherapy. So we will give, we will allow people that have cancer. This was before the state legalized it. You know, if people have are going through cancer treatment and they get horribly nauseous, they could use the marijuana to help soften that blow. And he had noticed, you know, two people, you know, got these weird fungal superinfections. So he combined forces with Steep Hill Laboratories in Berkeley, and he found that the cannabis was contaminated with many bacteria and fungi, some of which was compatible with the infections that he saw in his patients. Now, his colleague, Dr. George Thompson, is a fungal expert at UC Davis. He also found bacteria like Klebsiella, E. coli, Pseudomonas. These are nasty pneumonias. If Klebsiella pneumonia, E. coli pneumonia, Pseudomonas pneumonia, those are rare pneumonias. And they're nasty. And they're debilitating. Actinobacter, all very serious infections for anybody in the hospital. And especially the cancer population. So here you have Riley Hansen, and tragically, he comes down with this double pneumonia that destroys his lung tissue that supposedly should have been pretty healthy. If he hadn't been smoking and he hadn't been using for a while, he worked at a ski resort, so that means his lungs could handle high altitudes, he would travel, he did a lot of sports, so he appeared to be a healthy guy. Why would he have come down with such a bad pneumonia? And you wonder, was it because there was some direct contact with his lungs with something? And it could have been something else. And again, I could be wrong. Nobody's kind of disclosed what kind of pneumonia he had or, you know, how he could have gotten it. But it makes you wonder, could he have gotten it from the marijuana he smoked the day before? Now, most incubation periods take a few days. But remember, he didn't need ICU care until 3 weeks in. So if there was a rare pneumonia that started to make him feel sick or a rare fungus, the timeline does seem to match. So what some researchers are suggesting is if you're going to use marijuana, eat it, ingest it, bake it in brownies, because the heat from baking it will hopefully kill off a lot of the fungus and the bacteria that could be on your dope, on your weed. As opposed to you smoking it, you don't know what the heck you're getting, and it's going right into the lungs, and then the bloodstream that is trying to oxygenate from the lungs. So, you know, we'll keep you posted as we get more information. But, you know, it's something we just don't think about and we don't talk about, but we should. You know, maybe eating marijuana and ingesting it is a much better way to go. 1-877-DOCTOR-ALEC.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Speak, speak, speak.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. That's what happened to me. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me. What a relief when I found out that treatments for some forms of AMD are available and that research is underway on additional preventions and treatments. AMD is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and over. When I started seeing blurry spots in the middle of my eye, I saw my doctor. She suggested I review the prevention and treatment information on fightblindness.org. Did you know that some forms of AMD can be slowed down or stopped, and in some cases reversed if found in time? Get more information about preserving your vision. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website where I found so much helpful information. Fightblindness.org. 1-800-BLINDNESS. 1-800-254-6363. Or fightblindness.org.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, I have to say, look, some of you guys got lost. You know, I have to, like, GPS. I keep reminding you guys that you are listening to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Apparently, I think there's some law in radio land where we have to allow you a chance to escape, you know, the show if you want. I always wondered that because, you know, I'll hear radio hosts and they always have to bring up, you know, where they're broadcasting from or their network or whatever. And I thought it was because they were being nice. But I think what it is there's some sort of a law out there saying you need to, before you start spewing whatever you spew, to give people a chance to go, oh crap, this this is what I'm about to listen to? Oh no, I need to flee. And then what you end up doing is allowing that said person to be able to flee. So, I hope have I done my due diligence? All right, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. You're about to listen to my commentary or the medical news or, I don't know, about my bra straps that are misaligned. Okay, is everybody good with that? Have I done my due? I'm no attorney, but okay. Thank you. Good. All right. Yeah. Nobody can accuse me of breaking the law when it comes to full disclosure of what you're about to listen to. It's not like it's real top secret stuff. I don't get it. What's the big deal? All right. Oh, this student gets a butt whooping. There's a kid. Let me see if I could find it. There's a kid who peed in his teacher's cup in Texas. All right. In the heart of Texas. All right. Apparently, a student 16 years old in Moody, Texas, must have been Moody that day, and he has been charged with 3 felonies in a very bad peen scandal. Apparently, he was charged as he because he urinated in his teacher's drinking cup before she drank from it. He was charged with felony counts of assault on a public servant, harassment of a public servant, and obstruction or retaliation. They aren't identifying the 16-year-old because he's a juvenile. Now, the incident took place on April 15th at Moody High School when a teacher left her drinking container unattended and the teenager allegedly took the opportunity to pee in it. According to Moody, Police Chief Roger Kennedy told Waco Tribune Herald that she didn't find out about it until after the fact. She thinks she drank it, but she doesn't know 100% because according to her statement, she made the comment that the water fountain always tastes funny. Rumors of the cup urination raced around the classroom until 2 students came forward later in the day and said that her water had been tainted with pee-pee. The teacher immediately emptied the cup. I would have also tried to gag myself, you know, sticking my finger in the, anyway, so the school's principal interviewed students and reviewed security camera footage to get to the bottom of the case and disciplined the student on April 18th while cops continued their investigation. According to Chief Kennedy, we did charge him with 3 different offenses. Unfortunately, students will make poor decisions at times. Poor decisions? This kid's an idiot. The district cannot keep all poor decisions from happening on our campuses, but we will follow district policy so there are consequences and punitive results for those who choose to make bad decisions at school. We will continue focusing on the large majority of our students, they say, who are making great choices and being great role models each day. Were you guys ever great role models in high school? I mean, you know, you probably tell your kids you were, you know, but I mean, were you really, you know, that good a role model? I never aspired to be a good role model at school. I wanted to keep my head low so people wouldn't go, freshman. You know, I just didn't want to be bullied. I wanted to get through high school without getting bullied, without getting pregnant, without getting an STD, and I did. I was very successful. I got good grades because I also wanted to get out of my parents' house. And since they couldn't afford college, the only way I could go to college was if I got a scholarship. And so they weren't going to sign for a loan because they were like, we don't have good credit, so you're not going to get a loan for college either. So I was like, man, if I can't get married, you know, how am I ever going to leave the house? So I worked really hard with my grades, got good grades, and got a scholarship to go to UNLV. So I was able to move out when I was 18. I love my family, but I just couldn't live with them anymore. And so, I don't think we look back to our high school days. Now, did we do pranks? Absolutely. In fact, in medical school, we were supposed to roast the professors. And how we roasted one of the professors, when we were seniors is I think we were second years at the time. And we, took our teacher's cup and we pretended to pee in it. So we took the cup, we, had a picture of him and his cup, then we showed a slide picture of the cup in the urinal. Then we showed a picture of one of us standing in front of the urinal, right, doing the pee-pee, even though we did. Then we showed us bringing back the cup to him, and or we showed him drinking from the cup. Now, we never peed in his cup. He knew that, you know, but the fact that we could have done that without him knowing was just, I mean, so much fun. And I think he's changed his cup behavior where he wouldn't have left his cups around. But, we never did anything like that. But it is. That's all those felony charges, I think, make sense. You know, I mean, you could be, you know, spreading communicable disease. It's disgusting. And I know he probably wants to brag to his friends, go, ha, 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 look what I did, ha, ha. And, you know, good for students standing up. You know, it's interesting. A lot of the older, you know, people of our generation, we think that the newer generation has some problems. We think they're tattletales. We think they're weenies. We think they can't handle being bullied or a fight, and they're not going to be tough, et cetera. But I got to tell you, I think they're showing more cojones than we did. You know, when we were in school, you just didn't narc. If you did, you'd get beat up. And so we were scaredy cats. And so, okay, who's the weenie now? All right, were we weenies because we wouldn't tell the teacher that something happened? Or we didn't, you know, say, look, you know, I think this person's going to try to blow up the school? No, you know, we kept quiet and we just, you know, kept our head low and we just didn't look to the left, we didn't look to the right. Now you have do-gooders. You have people that have no problem going up at the end of class telling the teacher that somebody peed in your cup. That's bold. You know, I notice that. I teach students, and I notice that there are some students that actually sit in the front of the class on purpose. They purposely sit in the front of the class, and I go, guys, I need some help, and they will come up and help. Now, you see, when I was in school, we were like, teacher's pet, suck up, kiss up, please, what a doofus. And we would ridicule them so badly, which is why I always sat in the back of the class, even in medical school. I always sat in the back of the class. It was safe. Nobody could say I was being teacher's pet. I would quietly get my good grades. I would hide the fact that I got good grades so I wouldn't get made fun of. Now, no. You have people just running around acting like they, you know, it is a cool thing to be a dork. And I'm proud of, you know, I'm proud of that. I think that's awesome. So if these students are coming up to tattle, you know, maybe they're gutsier than we think and we shouldn't be calling them a bunch of weenies. Now, I do have a cup, at school. And I do have a cup. And I don't think anybody's gonna pee in it. Also, I have an amazing sense of smell. Don't ask. I can't hear very well. I always need 5 pairs of glasses around me, even though I've had LASIK. But the one thing I could do is I could figure out a smell. So if I smell something, I could smell meat before it goes bad. And if I try to eat it anyway, I get sick. It's crazy. I just could smell. Don't ask. And so, with this, I have a cup. I just don't use it. I'll just drink a bottle of water. I just have the cup there to make it look like I drink from a cup. But I just don't trust. I don't want anyone to roofie me. Not that anybody at school would roofie me, but, you know, I just get in the habit of, you know, not letting my cup be around. Also, you know, I worked in the restaurant industry. So I heard all the stories of what some people may do to the outer rim of a cup that you could drink, which is why whenever I go to a restaurant, I only drink from the straw. Yep. I don't want to disgust anybody, but I would be very, very careful. I know the liquid in the cup touches all the sides, but I especially don't want any of the liquid touching the rim of the cup. So I will only drink from a straw, and I will not shake my cup up. But that's from years of what I saw in the restaurant business. Or not what I saw, what I heard. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. Radio.recordedvideo.com.